You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
So our first reading is taken from first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 4 to 13. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Our second reading is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wish. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." Sisters and brothers, this is the gospel for our salvation. Okay, so it's Pride Month. At pag Pride Month na-highlight ang, anong pinaka na-highlight during Pride Month, bukod sa mga beks? Or about, what are the highlight of Pride Month about LGBT?
Same love.
Same love, same sex love, same sex marriage. No, it's a time where media agencies will come to different organizations interviewing the organizations, including MCC. Nung, kailan ba to? Tuesday or Wednesday? Ano ba? Hindi, Thursday. Yung Thursday, may union akong ginawa sa Makati and then biglaan merong interview with Inquirer. Inquirer Philippines. So, pinuntahan niya ako sa Makati. Interview about Holy Union. About couples. Although we spoke of so many other things. At pupunta siya sa June 16 and then also sa 24 to cover our event. Pero ang main feature ng kanyang story would be about same-sex love. So yan ang na-highlight no, pag Pride Month, ang na-highlight sa atin is about same-sex love. But my question is, and a question of some very few advocates and activists and even in the church, in the progressive church, is Pride Month and the advocacy of queer liberation, is it solely about marriage? Is it just about marriage equality, about couples being validated of their relationship in society? Kapag ba meron ng marriage equality law in the Philippines, does that already make the Philippines an ideal place for LGBT? No? Certainly, queer theology and queer liberation argues, no, insists on itself, no, pero mas broad. Queer theology and queer liberation is a much broader part of liberation in general. No? Certainly, important naman yan. Certainly, it is important that our selves as LGBT and all other sexual minorities, gender minorities, are included, no, included sa pagpapalaya. Pagpapalaya at pagtanggap. So, our preaching for today is love is more than just romance. And certainly, our advocacy, our ministry is more than about marriage. It is an important component of it, but it is not the summit or the only thing that we do or we hope for. Pero bago ako pupunta doon, I want to reiterate the part that in terms of love, punta muna tayo sa Old Testament, biblically speaking, in the Hebrew and Jewish mindset, especially in ancient times, love was erotic. Love was sexual. Kaya many times in the Old Testament scriptures, in the prophets, especially the Song of Songs, it is a very, very sexual writings. No? Sabi nga na Old Testament professor ko, si Ma'am Connie, walang problema ang mga Hudyo with sex and sexuality. Of course, there are still layers of things that needs to be dismantled there. Pero hindi masyadong tabu sa Hebrews, sa Jews, ang usapin ng sex. And the love of God is always equated with the love between lovers. And because patriarchal sila, it's a love between a husband and a woman. Although, that's very transgender, somewhat. Because when it says that Yahweh loves Israel as a husband is to wife, sino ba si Israel, historically speaking? Hindi ba't lalaki yun? Is that not Jacob, who suddenly, as a nation, became female? So may pagka, yung tinatawag natin transgender language. So it is in the Old Testament, the love of God is relatable to the love between lovers. Ang Hebrew word for love is ahava. Ahava. And it is sa mga biblical translators and scholars, it is understood as erotic love. It is understood as sexual love. Again, love between lovers. So sa consciousness ng writers of the Bible, Old Testament, they cannot imagine love as anything but yung passionate, this passionate longing for the one that you love, yung lover mo. So doon nila palagi nire-relate yung love of God, that God is a lover of people in the most passionate, in the most intimate, in the most erotic way. Kaya nga again, nasulat ang book ng Songs of Songs. Na kapag binasa mo, of course sa atin parang kebs lang kasi nakasulat siya sa Bible, tapos, di ba? Pero sa mga panahon noon na wala namang pornography, noon, noong unang panahon, wala namang pornography, wala namang video, wala namang, it is a very pornographic text. Para siyang Serex nung panahon na yon. But it is a sacred text. It is a sacred text. So yan ang love, ahava. No? Love that is erotic and sexual. God's love for people is physical. It is bodily. It is material. The second notion of love is that ahava is also relatable to the love of a parent to a child. Kaya there are times naman in the Old Testament and even the New Testament when God is presented as a father loving the children, or as a mother hen that takes care and protects the chicks. So yod, but it is still very physical. It is still very physical. The closeness of a mother or a father to a child. At pag child, na pinapresent as love, the love between parents, ang child is baby. No? Baby. No, ganun ang presentation, no? Na hindi mo maihiwalay ang iyong anak sa iyo. No? Kung meron kang anak, kung meron kang baby. And the root word of love, of ahava, is have, which means give. So ahava came from the word have, meaning give. So in the Jewish tradition, to love is to give, self-giving. And this is what is being written by many queer theologians, that God's love is primarily and fundamentally erotic and sexual, relatable to the experience of human lovers, and in some cases, human parents. The Hebrew Jewish person had a perfect understanding of this truth. Jewish people have no qualms or issues about sexual love in Scripture. Ngayon, kaso may problema. Wala namang masama. No? Walang masama sa physical love. And actually, we are reclaiming that as LGBT people. We are reclaiming that love is physical. That love is pleasuring. Kasi for the last 2,000 years, the Christian church, well, di naman, mga 1,000 after ni Augustine. Kasi si Augustine ang naging anti-pleasure and anti-sexual, anti-body. So, we reclaim today, and many progressive churches today reclaim that part of God's divine plan and divine design is that the body is good, pleasure and sex is good. But the problem arises when, ito nga yung question ni kay Jesus one time, who is my neighbor? To whom does my love, kanino ba dapat itong love ko ibinibigay at ini-express. Suddenly, this erotic love, dahil ang consciousness nga ay it's about someone that you know, someone that is familiar to you, someone that is close to you, then love becomes restricted to just the family, just your lover, just your own country, your own family, your own community. It becomes restricted to just your own nation. So there are branches of Jewish faith where love thy neighbor only means to say your Jewish neighbor. Hence, a Palestinian is not a neighbor. Hence, a white supremacist American will say that my neighbor is only white and the rest are animals. So, kasi kung pupunta na tayo sa New Testament, the direct translation of ahava, which is erotic love, to the Greek would be what? Eros. Would be eros. Eros is the word for love that is romantic, that is sexual in Greek. Pero ang ginamit sa ng mga New Testament writers was, anong word? Agape. The word for love is agape. And in the Gentile world, kasi nung unang panahon, Greek was what we consider today as English. Lingua franca, universal language. So Greek, Koine Greek was the language of the world, of the empire at that time. So the New Testament was written in Greek and love was translated to be agape instead of eros. So what does this mean? What does this mean? Now, agape, masyado nating claim ang word na agape sa mga Kristiyano, para bang Christian word ng agape. No? Pero actually ang Gentile or non-Christian meaning niyan is the kind of love of parang si Achilles or si Hector. You know the story of, napanood niyo naman si Brad Pitt saka si, sino yung isa? Sa, anong story? Sa Troy? Sa Troy. The kind of love of Hector for his nation. That he is willing to lay down his life for his people. That is agape. Or, the kind of love of a devotee, a Greek devotee to a god, a particular Greek god, that they are willing to sacrifice themselves for that god. So, tawag dyan, kinuha ng Kristiyano at ginamit to translate it into the Christian theology of the love that is relatable to Jesus Christ. So, what does this mean to say that in MCC, love is both ahava and agape? It means that, palagi natin pinipreach dati, love can never be abstract. Love of God will always be love of others. There is no such thing as a personal relationship, personal love with God. Well, pwede siguro, pero kulang ang equation mo kung puro lang ang understanding mo ng relationship with God is just prayer and Bible study. and worship. Love is erotic. Love is bodily. Love is relationship. Physical touch. What do we mean by ahava? Also means that we have to rethink what we mean by sex. For example, holy kiss of peace tayo. That is sexual. Doesn't necessarily mean that we are, doing something with each other. And first century Christians did kiss. Give each other the holy kiss of peace, according to Paul. So we have to also rethink, what do we mean of sexual beyond romance? What is love beyond both sexual and beyond sexual? That love is more. Love is so much more. And the reason for this preaching is because yan ngang primary focus sa relationship, romantic love in the LGBT community or in MCC. Nakafocus lang tayo dun. Kaya nga some churches, many of our churches in the United States, nagkakaroon ng struggle on how to continue to be church because meron ng marriage equality. So, parang, what do I do now? And I also want to address this part where, para bang, if you are in MCC, and everybody else has a relationship, the pastor has a boyfriend, the Kemi has a boyfriend or a girlfriend, single people gets alienated.
Or asexual
people. It is as if romantic love na parabang, kumbaga sa prosperity gospel, malalaman mo lang blessed ka ni Lord kung mayaman ka. In this naman, malalaman blessed ka ni Lord kung may jowa ka. Which is not true. Because again, we have to rethink our idea of love. Are our family not a source of love? Are our friends not a source of love? Even co-workers, colleagues, are they not a source of sexual love? Not the kind of sexual love that you think. Pero let's address that. Ang isa sa mga, hindi ko na matandaan ko saan ko nabasa to or sino nagsabi sa akin, the only difference between a lover and a friend is the sex. Because everything else that you do with your partner except for the sex is something that you can do with a best friend, the closest of friends. Narinig ko yan, no? And certainly, for example, sige, ako na lang, I'll just speak from my own experience. There are also people where, siyempre meron kang yung booty call lang, di ba? Pag single ka, you have these contact numbers where you will just call each other because you have this primal need. No, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as it is mutually consensual and respectful and mutually pleasurable. But there are also those na nagle-level up. Oh, from FUBU nagiging... Hindi naman. Hindi pa. Meron pa friends with benefits.
Oh,
alam mo yung... I have this Hindi, I have this friends with benefits before na so we met each other because we hooked up. But there is this also this connection of having yung nakakakwentuhan mo, you also meet your minds, pero at the same time hindi tayo pwedeng maging tayo. There's parang we will just not match to that point, but we are good as friends and sometimes as you know what. May mga ganon. Diba? And there are, meron din naman, once they become friends, they no longer hook up. There are people who had sex once, twice, thrice, and then when they finally became friends,
no more,
parang awkward na. Meron yan. Meron yan. And so, as much as there is a diversity of identity, there is a diversity of an understanding, expression, and perspective of love. And that having a partner is not a sign of God's blessing. I mean, it's not the sole sign of God's blessing. Certainly, your partner, hopefully, is a blessing in your life. But we should not idealize that. And we should not idealize that in a progressive LGBT affirming church. We have to widen how we appreciate love, how love is expressed in the many relationships in our lives. Unless you appreciate love in its entirety and in its diversity, you will never be truly happy, even if you have a partner. And again, it starts with the love of self. You cannot give what you don't have. So love is erotic. Love is bodily, but it is so much more. And in the ministry of MCC, it is agape. There is no greater love than this, but to lay one's life for a friend. Love one another as I have loved you was the commandment. The love of Jesus Christ was bodily, but it is also so much more. And so, I hope that this Pride Month we have a greater understanding and a greater appreciation of love in our lives. Kaya naman pupunta tayo sa gospel reading. Sa mga matagal na sa MCC at nakarinig na nito, preached ni Pastora Kakay. So Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Sa English nga kasi, love lang. Isa lang yung salitang love. But in Greek, it's agape, eros, philia, and estorge. Estorge is affection. So, hindi ko siya ma-distinguish between eros, affection. So when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you agape me?" The kind of love that is willing to lay down one's life for a non-erotic, non-sexual a friend, you know, a nation. "Peter, do you agape me?" Ano sagot ni Peter? "Yes, Lord, I phileo you." Magkaiba yung sagot. In Greek yan, ha? Pag binasa mo yung Greek niya. Jesus asked Peter, "Do you agape me?" "Petros, agapetos me." Ang sagot ni Peter, "Yes, Lord, I phileo you. Feed my lambs." Second time, "Petros, do you agape me?" "Yes, Lord, kurios, phileo yo. I phileo you." And the third time, Jesus asks, "Peter, do you phileo me. Si Lord na ang nag-adjust. At sagot si Peter, yes, Lord, I phileo. What does that mean? Maybe at this point, our love, no, phileo is, sige, paano pupunta dun? Phileo is the love between friends. It's what you call as platonic love. Friendly love. Versus a love that is, you know, self-giving, self-dying. So si Lord ang nag-adjust. Kasi maybe at this point, we are still in that perception of love na ganito lang. But hopefully, the process of our lives will make us realize that love is so much more. Hopefully, we will reach to a point where love is more than just about holy union or marriage, etc. Kaya nga pala, ang dami-dami taong tuwan-tuwa sa 1 Corinthians 13. Eh, hindi naman yan tungkol sa erotic love. Paul uses agape. Agape in the context of community. So sa kanila, ikakasal. Hindi tatanungin ni Lord na sinong kasama mo, sinong asawa mo, pag humarap ka na sa kanya, at ilalatag ang libro ng buhay. God will not ask that. God will not even ask, did you tithe? Were you, anong baptismal certificate mo? But maybe God will ask, how did your love became bigger than yourselves? Bigger than your relationship? How did your love feed the hungry when I was hungry? How did your love clothe the naked when you saw me naked? How did your love as a couple or a single person, friends with benefits, whatever status you have, complicated, how did your condition of life, your reality, your status in life, how was it a love that is more than itself? Did it inspire others? Did it change other people's lives? Did it give hope? Did it feed? So baka yun pang itanong ni Lord. Because the nature of God is love. God is love. Where there is love, there is God, and God abides in them. And this God, if you consider the universe, the Big Bang, and the theory that the universe is continuously expanding, only means that love is a continuous process of expansion, an eternal expression of expansion. How does your life and your relationship reflect that? That is the question that will be asked of you when you face God. When the time that you face Jesus and Jesus asks you, do you agape me? Were you able to come to a point where you can finally say, yes, Lord, I have agape you. Amen.